It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Joseph Farr joins us on the line now. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. And how is the afternoon?
Afternoon as well. It's okay, Mpunis. It's nice and cool. I'm enjoying the breeze. It's not too hot. So one can take a stroll. It's a beautiful afternoon. Are you having a good afternoon too, Mpunis?
It's quite hot, and I'm in a public place. I hope there isn't much noise.
Not too much. I can hear what's happening in the background, but it's not disturbing our audio. We're able to hear you. So our question for today, this Friday afternoon, Mfundis, is should all Christians speak in tongues? I'm curious to hear how you're going to unpack this one. Should all Christians speak in tongues?
Okay. Thank you so much. Maybe what we need to understand first is what are tongues.
That's right. You know? That's right.
A simple understanding of tongues, this is a language that is used to communicate. The way we are communicating, you and me, we are able to converse. It means we are speaking in an English tongue.
That's right.
Yes, but what is generally understood out there as the tongues are simply gibberish.
Yes.
Yes. So the question is, should all Christians use gibberish language?
Okay.
Gibberish tongues. The question is why? Why should they do that? Because even when they do, they are doing it without understanding.
Right.
You see, so Christians must, yes, you must learn many tongues. You must learn many languages.
That's right.
For you to effectively minister.
That's right.
Look at Joseph Wolf. He knew 14 languages.
Okay.
Making him a very valuable tool in the hand of God.
That's right. So the simple answer is yes. All Christians must learn different languages so that they can be able to minister to all language speakers. But no, Christians must not speak gibberish because no one will understand them.
not even themselves. They will not know what they are saying.
Yes. That's a beautiful brief and to the point. I love that answer, Prentice, indeed. Because sometimes when you even ask them, so what were you saying?
What were you saying?
Yes.
Then they'll say, I was in the spirit.
Yes!
But Paul says, no, you need to sit down. You need to sit down. What are you doing?
Yes. And you wonder, which spirit is this? Because
exactly.
You don't know what you were doing. And Paul makes it clear that you must pray in the spirit and with understanding as well. It's good that you're in the spirit, but you must understand. You can't hide behind the spirit and say you don't understand because you're in the spirit. Oh, please. That's not what 1 Corinthians 14 says. Absolutely. Beautiful, Funisa. Thank you very much. I appreciate your answer. And
you
tackled it in less than 3 minutes, my goodness. Hi, Funis, today. I'm sure you're right.
Today I was in the spirit.
I see. I like that. Now that's what the spirit does. It makes you to be a sharp sword. You cut sharp. Very, very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you very much, Mpunis. Have a wonderful preparation day and enjoy your Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you very much for your time and your ministry throughout the week. And go, Mpunis.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's how we end our series of questions for Mfundisi Ufara, Pastor Joseph Farah, answering our questions this week. Brilliant, brilliant conclusion to the week. And so nice, 25 minutes before 1, we'll take some pieces of music, and then we'll come back and give you the devotion. I do apologize again for those who are looking forward to the devotion yesterday and they could not have it, but we do have the devotion for today. Hopefully it's going to play, and you'll be able to enjoy all of that. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. We're live until 3.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.